This morning we have a guest joining us in studio. Kate Olson is with us. She's the Cass County Extension and Outreach Program Coordinator. I'm going to talk about a couple of things going on here with Extension and through the Master Gardener Program. Lots of activities. It's great to be talking about that kind of stuff. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Must mean the weather's nice. I'm fine, thank you.
When it gets to be the point in time when Master Gardeners can get more active, we start in the spring with our garden seminar, get everybody all excited for getting out and getting planted, and then when we get to the point where we're doing things like our bus tours and our growing in the garden webinars where we start talking about getting out and getting in the garden, That's my kind of weather.
I can imagine that with the rain that we've had, and it's been, I guess, steady is an easy way to put it, but it hasn't been overwhelming like we saw in Texas and some places over in Nebraska where they've gotten just masses of rain in one day. Ours has been fairly well spread out. It's been fairly polite, even though it's been maybe a little bit more often than we would have liked here in the early part of the year. It's got to be great for gardens and stuff if you can get out and plant.
Oh, yeah. It's great for gardens, although, like you said, the gardeners are running into the same problems that our crop producers are having, which is if you can get it in the ground, it's great growing weather. Mm-hmm. But if you can't get it in the ground, it gets a little frustrating. And of course, along with that, the weed seeds are already in the ground, and they are doing excellent this year.
The weed seeds are always in the ground. It doesn't seem to matter. It's funny how if you do nothing to a piece of land... Mm-hmm. It seems like only two things will happen. You'll get probably some native prairie grasses because that always seems to be dormant somewhere within that
yes.
lawn, within that piece of land. But the weeds will always come back.
Mm-hmm. And they usually win.
Yeah, they do. They overpower everything. It's frustrating. But, you know, we'll teach you ways to get rid of all that stuff here along the way. Hey, you've got a couple of things coming up here very soon as we head into the summer months that folks should be pretty excited about, especially if they're interested in that backyard garden. You've got a bus trip coming up here in the month of June.
We do. Our master gardeners do a great job every year of putting together these bus trips. We've been up north. We've been out west. Last year we went to Lincoln. This year we're switching it up and heading back east, so we are going to take a little tour through the gardens and gardening sites of the Des Moines area this year, and that is coming right up middle of June. We will be leaving the fairgrounds at 8 a.m. on June 18th, that's a Thursday, and be out and about returning to the fairgrounds about 6 p.m. that day.
It's a one-day trip. They don't have to worry about packing a bag. Unless you want to bring some snacks along.
Well, actually, we provide snacks and water on the bus.
Don't need anything.
No, except maybe, a camera, and if you want to visit a few of the nurseries and garden centers that we hit on the way back, maybe your purse or something to carry those plants back home in.
A little sense of adventure and curiosity.
That's right.
What are you going to see? The Des Moines Botanical Garden is one thing you're going to see. A lot of folks have enjoyed that. It's a nice resource to have.
It is a great resource to have, and we are lucky enough we've got a couple guided tours lined up. So not only are we going to visit and see all the great things they have to offer, we're going to take a couple different waves of guided tours through there. They have some exciting new things on display, as I understand. I'm pretty excited to go see it myself. But they have some new things on display. We're going to go check all of those out. So we will be doing that in the morning. The only thing that we're doing before that is we're going to go visit Rita Menard, who was one of the speakers at our garden seminar this past spring. She's going to give us a tour of her gardens, as well as she's got a shop there where her husband sells some welded garden art. And I think he actually came pretty close to selling out at garden seminar this year. So very, very neat stuff. Good variety there.
Excellent. Yeah, it's been a great opportunity for folks to get an early start on the season. What's the Polk County Master Gardeners Enabling Garden?
The Enabling Garden is a project of the Cass County, the Polk County Master Gardeners, which is many folks are familiar probably with one of the Polk County Master Gardeners' other projects, which is the huge garden that is just to the outside of the Ag Building there at the State Fairgrounds. The Polk County Master Gardeners do a great job of taking that care of that. The Enabling Garden is kind of, you know, what it sounds like. It's a garden where they make gardening accessible to people with disabilities or people that are low income. The Enabling Garden is kind of a way for them to give back to the community. So we're going to go learn how they do that, see what kind of things they grow there, what kind of structures they use to do that, the system they have in place for managing it. So it should be a very neat tour.
Opportunity to see a few different things then, and some
yes.
variety. Variety is never a bad thing, right?
Yes.
Now, this includes a lot of different things. You mentioned, of course, the bus trip, the transportation's covered.
Yes.
You're going to have snacks, water, stuff like that. What all's covered?
Okay, transportation is covered, and I guess we should mention the fee to go on this is $55 for the entire day. So that gets you from the fairgrounds to all of our destinations and back to your car at the fairgrounds here in Atlantic. We've got beverages and snacks that covers your fee to get into the Botanical Center and the fee to go on the tour. That also includes a catered lunch. We've got Hickory Park coming down from Ames to cater our lunch there at the Polk County Extension Office. And so all of that is included. So once you've paid your $55 registration, you are good to go for the day for snacks, food, and everything. We'll also be giving away door prizes all day long on the bus. So we've got a chance to win a prize there. And other than that, just if you want to purchase anything along the trip, that would be the only expense that you would have for the day.
Hickory Park is going to provide lunch. Tell me they're not doing barbecue.
They might be doing barbecue.
Oh, what a great opportunity there, too. Very good. When do they need to sign up?
We have taking registrations through the 10th of June, so about a week, and we need to have folks signed up. We do have, of course, a limit because we only have one bus. So once the seats are full, the tour is full. If folks are interested in signing up, they can give us a call at the Extension office. We can mail you a form. There's one on our website, or you can stop by the Extension office and pick up a form with a full itinerary as well as the registration form on there.
Excellent. So an opportunity to get out and experience firsthand.
That's right.
Now, I know you also have some opportunities in June, July, and August, one time each month for folks to experience, not necessarily firsthand, but you've got some webinars set up where they can learn some good information.
That's right. This is the State Master Gardener Program for the past several years has been offering the summer season, growing season webinars. And we're doing them in June, July, and August. We're doing them on Tuesdays this year in the evening. We're starting at 6:30, going to 8:30. Want to give folks a little time to be out and about in the garden if they want to. We've got three different topics. In June, we'll be doing Tuesday, June 16th. We'll be talking about yard and landscape design for the first hour. And then for the second hour, we'll be talking about trough planters. So specialty, like small container plantings, trough plantings, things like that. And for the next two sessions in July, we'll be talking about water in the garden, kind of two ends of the spectrum, if you will. First of all, we'll be talking about xeriscaping, which is kind of landscaping with plants that require little to no water, so succulents and things like that, as well as discussing water-saving techniques in the garden. And then for the second hour in July, we will be talking about incorporating water features, such as ponds and things like that, into the garden. So two ends of the spectrum, whether you want a really dry garden or a really wet water type garden. We'll be talking about the different plants, the landscaping aspects that would go into all of that and such. And then finally, in August, we'll be talking about pollinators and herbs. So for the first hour, we'll talk about attracting birds, bees, butterflies, and other things, why pollinators are so important in the landscape and how we can get them to our garden and keep them there. And then we will focus on growing, harvesting, and preserving herbs for use in cooking.
A lot of variety there, too. Yes. And I also noticed that at each one of these webinars, there's going to be someone who is a professional in the field,
yes,
as well as someone who is a master gardener. So you're getting two different kind of perspectives.
Absolutely, yes. We've got a wide variety of presenters, all the way from a couple of them are, like you mentioned, professors or professionals in the field. And then we have several master gardeners presenting who are giving us their perspective on how they've done this type of gardening for many, many years.
It's nice to be able to bring that home. You know, sometimes it's kind of like going to a cooking show, if you've seen some of those. You know, yeah. You watch some of the things they do up in front of you on stage and think, yeah, it looks easy for them, but is it something I can do?
Right, and that is the nice thing about, people think webinars and they think, well, I could just, that's just something I could watch on TV. Well, there will be, questions answered, things like that. They're very hands-on, very down-to-earth, very practical, good tips and suggestions. We'll have handouts at all of them so people can kind of follow along, have some tips they can take home with them. And the best part about these, of course, is that they're all free. There's no cost to attend. If you think you're interested in a topic, like I mentioned, we'll be talking about two topics. They'll be approximately an hour each. If you are really interested in attending one topic, maybe, but not the other, you're welcome to do that as well.
And these are, we're going to you know, kind of mess with your mind here with dates, which are hard to remember, but it's June 16th, July 14th, and August 18th. Now, again, these are Tuesdays.
Yes.
And because there's no entrance fee or anything like that, because there's no fee for this program, you still want folks to register, but they can register pretty much right up until the day before.
Right. Since these are all on Tuesdays, we'd just like to know by Monday, the day before, if you're planning on coming. That way we'll make sure and have enough handouts, enough chairs set out, everything like that. Just want to know if folks are coming, but there is no charge. If you want to call and get more information on what's going to be covered, we'll have more information on that as each webinar approaches. They send out a little bit more details about what they're going to be talking about. And again, you know, no cost, come in. They'll all be held at the Extension office, 6:30 to 8:30 on Tuesdays. We'll say Tuesdays in the teens because all the dates are all the dates are in the teens. So June 16th, July 14th, and August 18th are the Tuesday dates. We'll be showing those and want to encourage anyone to come out. They're not going to be sequential. If you want to attend the one in July and not the other two, they won't be building on each other. They'll just be each focused on their own individual topic for whoever's interested in learning about them.
Excellent. And again, these are webinars that you do have to go to the Extension office to watch. It's not something you just click up on your computer at home. So do them the help of getting a reservation ahead of time so that they can plan for how many folks are going to be there. Well, sounds like a lot of great opportunities. And with any of these things, if they ever have questions, simply go to the phone or go online.
Absolutely. Yep. Both of the information on both of these is up on the Cass County Extension website. Just Google Cass County ISU Extensions. Easiest way to find us. You can always give us a call Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, 712-243-1132, or stop by our office. We'd be happy to give you a hand.
Easy enough. Kate, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.